You're listening to the D.A. Thompson Podcast. Today's Tuesday, April 28th, 2010. This is D.A. Thompson, a Seattle-based writer, speaker, and musician. The D.A. Thompson Podcast is supported by D.A. Productions, an independent label, production, and publishing company promoting independent perspectives. Today's podcast is My Two Cents Under 2 Minutes. 5 a.m. I wake up, I see the coffee sitting by my bed. It was Mother Teresa who said, "Do not wait for leaders. Do it alone, person to person." It was this type of awareness that drove her in 1950 to start the Missionaries of Charity in Calcutta, India. For the next 45 years, she ministered to the poor, sick, orphaned, and dying, while guiding the Missionaries of Charity's expansion, first throughout India and then in other countries. We can often look at people like Mother Teresa and think to ourselves, "Wow, what an incredible person. I would love to do something like that." We can picture her in her iconic nun's habit as the great humanitarian that she will always be remembered to be. But how often do we think about who this famed person was when she was only 20 years old in India, placed there at a convent and anxious to do something with the call that she had in her heart? How often do we picture this young Albanian girl, new to the language and culture, unfamiliar with the way and means to do things, but driven to make an impact? Chances are, she probably looked like everyone else, well, minus the fact that she looked like a nun, but she certainly realized one thing, that there was a need that she saw that was going unmet, and there were no leaders to solve the problem. That's where we often stop at times, isn't it? We may recognize the problem, but we don't see anyone who will take the lead. I think that's when Mother Teresa would pipe in and say, "Do not wait for leaders. Do it alone, person to person." It's about the grassroots, putting the word out there and asking the people you know around you to help, or find or recommend others who might help. It really doesn't matter if it's a humanitarian effort, a new business, or a new job. In the end, Mother Teresa became an icon for her humanitarian work, but let's not forget that she began on her own, alone, asking one person at a time to help. This is D.A. Thompson, expanding restrained horizons by mind, mouth, and music. Like a fool.